Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Grand Check It Podcast with your host, Anthony and
Leanne.
You can find our website, that's www.thegrandcheckit.com, and go there and check out some of our other episodes, our movie reviews, and other articles we have up there. You can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Just search for The Grand Check It. Also, if you like what you hear, leave us a review, and if the review is 5 stars, we'll read it on the show. Also, on our website, you can find our links to all of our social media accounts, such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Hit us up there, follow us, interact with us. We're ready and willing to talk to you. So we have a bunch of stuff to talk about today. Oh, and this is our main show, the Grand Check It Network, of the Grand Check It Network. We also have Blissless Ignorance, which Leanne and I need to figure out a recording schedule, but we're going to be talking about a lot of news and politics there. We also have the STK Power Hour with Sam, Tim, and Kendrick, where they talk about science and tech and things in that world. And we also have the Ladies Social Jamboree, which is a Leanne and Nina show, where they're going to have an ongoing book club, telling stories from yesteryear and whatever else they're talking about. Their book club, they're going over. Leanne, name of the book?
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
I keep forgetting. And in the first 5 chapters, I think that they're going to be recording next weekend. So they'll be getting into that next weekend, I believe so. All right. So look forward for that. Also, if you want to help us support us, you can do that by going to thegrandcheckit.com/Amazon and click our Amazon button and do your shopping through Amazon like normal. No extra cost to you, but it helps us out. You can also support us by going to thegrandcheckit.com/loot crate. Sign up for a monthly mystery crate with $50 worth of value inside the loot crate. That helps us out. And lastly, you can go to thegrandcheckit.com/crunchyroll and sign up for a Crunchyroll account there to, get your anime fix in HD on multiple devices, watch a little Dragon Ball Super or whatever, whatever you're into. All right. So let's get into some of this news we have here. Oh, and with us this week, we have Kendrick. What's up, Kendrick?
What's going on, man?
Hey, much. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, did you get a Nintendo Switch?
No. You see, this is the one time we need Darren around.
I kind of want
the
one.
The one time? I think
the one time.
We need Darren around all the time.
I really want one because, the amount of praise this Zelda game is getting, It is absolutely insane.
Dog, I'm right there with you.
The last Zelda game I played was the one on the NES. Not the Super NES, the gold one.
Damn, last one I played was Twilight Princess. I skipped Skyward Sword.
Because I don't have any Nintendo consoles. You know what I mean? But this jump is incredibly fun.
If you wanted to play Twilight Princess, I got a GameCube. You can borrow.
I got to get back into some Nintendo consoles. I have a little one in the house.
Yeah, man, Legend of Zelda, it might be one of the highest rated games of all time already.
That's what the newest called.
It's the stories that are coming out of this game. I don't know if you remember when Skyrim first came out and everyone had an insane story about walking around and just shit happens.
Yeah.
Everyone's having these stories with Zelda, so it's I really want to get it.
Yeah, people on Twitch I saw a mountain in the distance. I thought I saw something move on top of the mountain. So I walked over there, and then I climbed the mountain, and then I saw this thing. I beat it. It took me all day. But when I beat it, I got this cool item, and that was not related to any kind of story or whatever. I could have completely finished the game without doing this at all. But, it's just for the people who just wander off in a video game. Yeah, there's stuff for you there.
Just the stories I keep hearing are people are saying anything you can think of, you can do. If you see something, you go, I wonder if I can do that. The answer is usually yes. I saw a video yesterday of people are launching themselves across the map.
Yeah, I saw that.
They'll freeze time, they'll hit a rock, and then before the time unfreezes itself, they'll jump on it.
Yeah.
And the rock just shoots off.
I've seen a dude.
How do you program something like that?
Take a bomb, attach a parachute or a balloon to it, use the leaf thing to, float it around. And it'll fall on a villain or, you'll throw something at a villain and then they'll catch it in midair and throw it back at you. Or, the game is anyway, we're not here to talk about that. But yeah. Kind of might have to get a Nintendo Switch to play that Zelda game.
We might, I don't know, we might have to go halvesies on it and just,
I'm down.
Borrow it,
Yeah.
Just every other week, we just, switch it off or something.
Ah, Switch. I see what you did there. All right. So first here, Margot Robbie, known for playing Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad movie, is set to star in a Maid Marian movie from Robin Hood.
She's going to be the main character, right?
So yeah, it's supposed to be a Maid Marian and Robin Hood inspired film.
So if I remember correctly, because I think I read the article for this one already, the plot is like Robin Hood gets killed.
Yeah, it's like,
and then she has to like take up his mantle and like do the things that he was supposed to do.
Yeah, it's set in an alternate Robin Hood universe. The film, written by Pete Berry, follows the classic character from the Robin Hood stories. And in this new take, Marian picks up the cause to lead the people into a pivotal war after the love of her life, Robin Hood, dies. She comes to power, charging into a battle that would not only decide the fate of the kingdom, but also see her don the mantle of the man she loved.
Maid Marian had her own land and stuff, didn't she? Like, she was like a, for lack of a better term, a princess.
I have no idea. Like, the stuff I remember from like the Robin Hood movies is like Robin Hood Men in Tights, which was a Mel Brooks satire.
That was a comedy. Yeah,
yeah, it was hilarious. Then there was the a little bit about the Kevin Costner one.
I watched the TV, the BBC show Hood, I think it was called, or like Robin Hood.
Okay,
that was good. They squish it up a little bit where they got a woman to play the tradition. They got a female Middle Eastern character to play that Middle Eastern character. Okay. When it's usually played by a man. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Like, and then there's like the Disney cartoon version. Like,
that's
my extent of my Robin Hood knowledge. Leanne, what about you? Do you know anything about Robin Hood?
Nope. I mean, same as you, so.
Okay. Next here, Aquaman's Jason Momoa is going to star in a Just Cause film adaptation. So Just Cause is a video game where I didn't play the game, but all I know is that you have a grappling hook and like a parachute, and you just attach yourself to cars, airplanes, or whatever, and you just fly around the map. That's all I know.
Oh yeah. You know what? I've only seen that game through GIFs.
Yeah, like.
Of dudes like attaching rockets and stuff. It looks like another Far Cry type game.
Yeah, it was like an open world, and you know, it's an open world kind of game. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with this. Maybe Jason Momoa, is he becoming a bigger just action star now?
No, he's the shit right now. He's got Aquaman. He's got that Netflix original Frontier.
Have you watched any of that yet?
I have not.
I have it on my list. It's on my list to do.
I almost feel like a hipster because I'm that guy who's like, you know what? I liked him before everybody else liked him. Liked him back when he was on Stargate Atlantis.
You like him back when he was getting beat up by Peter Parker?
He was getting beat up by Peter Parker.
Yeah, in the very first Spider-Man movie, he was I think he played Flash or whatever. Like when he remember in after he got his spider powers and hold on, let me make that. Make
sure I don't think that was Jason Momoa.
Hold on.
Yep, Anthony's looking it up. Jason Momoa, Spider-Man.
But he was great. I mean, he was great in Stargate Atlantis.
I think that was him, or was that somebody else I'm thinking about?
It may have been someone else you were thinking about.
Oh crap!
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And the first one with Tobey Maguire, like when he gets his spider powers and he's in the hallway and he like goes to like the bully goes to punch him and he punches the locker and sticks and moves out of the way.
Yeah, I don't think that Jason Momoa could pose as a high school student even back then.
He's too gigantic.
Also, he had dreads.
Like, no, you know who I think? I think that was hold on. I think I remember who it was. I think that might have been Joe Mangiello.
I'm not seeing it on his IMDb page because. Around 2005, 2009, he had dreadlocks.
It was Joe Mangiello.
I don't know when the first was the bully. Spider-Man came out.
You hear me?
What'd you say?
His name is not Joe Mangiello.
It was Joe Mangiello.
Oh, Joe Mangiello?
Yeah, Joe Mangiello. Yeah, he was, not Flash.
They look very different.
Yes, they do.
So.
Yeah.
There's that.
He is Hawaiian.
Next here, Eva Green is circling Tim Burton's live-action Dumbo adaptation.
She can have it.
She can have it. Like, I wonder, do they know that, you know, what her main move is?
I'm sure they
What's
know.
What's her main sure move?
I mean,
to show her tits?
Yeah, in every movie. That's her go-to.
You know what? And I appreciate it every single time she does it. And it only enhances her acting.
It enhances her acting?
Uh-huh. She was amazing in Penny Dreadful, I have to say.
Okay, I haven't seen her in that. I haven't watched any Penny
Dreadful. Oh, my gosh. She carries that show so hard.
Did she take her top off in Penny Dreadful?
Oh, yes. Yes, she did. I really like her as an actress.
Do you?
I do. She's one of my favorite female actors.
He really
likes
her tits. Really loves her. He loves her tits as an actress.
It's not even just her tits. It's just, I like her face. I like her acting. I like the role she does.
And the things that sit right below her face, you know, great. next here, excuse my cough. I have acute bronchitis. I think that's what the doctor said I have.
It's not cute.
Thank you, Leanne. Kobe Bell is going to co-star in the Fox Marvel show.
Are we talking about the Inhumans?
No, the on Fox, the live-action X-Men show they're doing.
The second one.
Yeah, yeah.
And who is that?
Who's Kobe Bell?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any Burn Notice?
Nope.
Then you won't know him.
Who watched Burn Notice?
Fans of Burn Notice.
Yeah. Aziz Ansari's cousin.
Aziz's cousin watched Burn Notice.
Yeah,
I know a lot of Burn Notice. I've never watched it though.
But here's a show I will watch. Glenn Howerton and Patton Oswalt are going to star in an NBC comedy from Seth Meyers and Lorne Michaels.
Yep, that sounds funny.
Yep, NBC comedy. Seth Meyers and Lorne Michaels. Okay, I'm interested. Glenn Howerton from Always Sunny, very interested. Patton Oswalt. Oh yeah, I'm all the way in. Count me in.
Kobe Bell does the voice of Conway Stern in Archer.
Conway Stern?
Conway Stern.
I don't know who that is.
Is that the android?
No, that's Barry. He says, isn't that right, Barry? Other Barry? Like, yeah.
Conway Stern.
Sounded familiar to me, but then I realized.
Oh, the black guy.
That would make sense because he's black.
The bald-headed black guy.
He's
got his hands ripped off by Lana.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I mean, I know his voice, but, you know.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. Do we even know the plot of this new, like, X-Men thing yet?
Vaguely. Let me go back into that article and see if
it
tells it.
I need them to not.
Is this like their appearance? Written by Matt Ness and directed by Bryan Singer, the pilot will focus on two ordinary parents, Stephen Moyer and the Acker lady, who discover their children.
Oh, Amy Acker?
Yeah. They discover that their children possess mutant powers. Forced to go on the run from a hostile government, the family joins up with the underground network of mutants and must fight to survive.
That could be okay.
Toby Bell, who rounds out the regular cast of the pilot, will play Jace Turner, a weathered man who quietly wrestles with the moral ambiguities of a job that regularly requires cold-blooded, calculating efficiency on a day-to-day basis. So he could either be a mutant or somebody in the government chasing him.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we have here? A little bit of video game news. Destiny, they've announced their last expansion before they go to Destiny 2. It's going to be called Age of Triumph, and it's going to update and revive every raid in the whole game. They're all being brought up to light level 400, light level 390 rather, dropping up to level 400 gear. It's going to be awesome. Update's coming out March 28th. I haven't played any Destiny since... Like, at least 2 months.
Destiny since.
I wanted to play.
I don't know if I played this year.
The last time I played was Iron Banner, like 2 months ago. Like, I get on for Iron Banner because that's how I could get some good level gear. But you know, but I haven't played. I didn't play last month because I was busy with work, and so I'll probably. I mean, end of March. This is happening at the end of March. I'll be playing then. So yeah, check me out. Catch me outside on Destiny.
I'm not there. March. The last time I played, and I stopped playing for a reason. Last time I played was when I finally got my gear up to 365 after working hard as shit. I stopped playing on the day that all the gear went up to 365, where it just started dropping.
Oh yeah, at 365. Yeah.
I that was the day I was like, I'm off this treadmill. I'm not playing. I'm getting off this treadmill.
I'm off. I went off.
Yeah. I worked so hard to get my gear up to 365, and then all of a sudden it just meant nothing.
So hopefully this means like my friends list will be repopulated, because even with the raids being upgraded to 390 or whatever, you still need to have friends playing to play a raid.
Yeah, I don't know though. But March 28th, your friends might be back.
I mean,
but think about it.
People going to be back until in May is when Mass Effect comes out, right?
No, Mass Effect comes out in like 2 weeks.
Oh shit! Well, then maybe not.
So we got Zelda on Switch that's out right now. There's Horizon Zero Dawn came out 2 weeks ago. Nier just came out last Tuesday, and I think next Tuesday or the Tuesday after Persona 5 comes out. Like all your friends are gone, bro.
Yeah.
And they probably won't be back for a while.
I have to go online.
And then the week after that, I think, is Andromeda. So, yeah.
Have to go online and play with people that I've never played before rather than the people. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, anyway. All right, next here, we have some photos from Thor Ragnarok showing Chris Hemsworth's new haircut. You have Tom Hiddleston there and Jeff Goldblum.
I did not mean for that to play.
What were you doing?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
You all were talking about video games.
Okay.
I don't play them.
All right. Well, that is not true. You do play video games, Leanne.
I don't play Destiny.
Okay. So what do you think about Thor, his new haircut, Leanne, and Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie?
I don't care about her. He shouldn't have cut his hair.
Why is Tessa Thompson Valkyrie?
Why is she Valkyrie?
Yes, why is she Valkyrie?
Because that's who she...
Because that's who they cast.
Valkyrie is supposed to be the female. Like she looks like Thor, only she's female.
That's who they cast, Kendrick.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, is it a vital plot point that she looks like him?
No.
No, no. It's just, I didn't expect it. I have not seen the last movie, so I probably won't be seeing this one.
The last Thor movie?
Yep. Dark World? Water World? Thirsty
World? Water World? Really?
Dark World. That's what it's called. I didn't watch it. I do kind of want to know what Jeff Goldblum's all up to. Like,
there's a picture of him. There's a, what was it, Cate Blanchett, I think it is, who's playing Hella. Then at the bottom, you have Jeff Goldblum. Wait,
Hella's going to be in this?
Yeah.
See, now I'm interested.
Yeah, so. And then Loki has a new outfit. Yeah, the movie's gonna be. I think they're bringing their A game to this Thor movie, because the first one was okay. Thompson. The second one people kind of dismissed. I mean, you didn't even see it, so.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that good. Even though it had the ninth Doctor in it, didn't it?
Yeah. He was just a one and done villain.
Even though it wasn't that good. Tessa Thompson playing Valkyrie. I'm about to let that sink in.
Anthony's distracted by text messages.
Yeah, we're having a homeowner situation over here.
I think it's past that reminds what me. You just texted.
Neither one of y'all have gotten back to me about going to the African American Museum.
Oh, I can't. I have an event. Well, I have a
all you had to do was send a text message.
I'm sorry. You're correct. And Leanne has a birthday party to attend.
That's cool. I'm just gonna bring my parents with me.
Okay.
Nina still wants to go.
I just have two extra tickets if you guys aren't going.
All right, what else we have here? Where are we at? Samuel L. Jackson was criticizing the casting of black British actors in American films.
I don't know if I'd go as far as say criticize.
So
he more kind of just gave his opinion. I wouldn't really say it was a critic. I wouldn't say it was criticizing. He was just more like, I think his exact words was like,
so I have it right here. So in Get Out, British actor Daniel Kaluuya plays Chris, you know, who is an actor. He plays an African-American male who falls victim to the perils of white liberal racism. And Jackson says, quote, there are a lot of black British actors in these movies. I tend to wonder what that movie Get Out would have been with an American brother who really feels that. What would a brother from America have made of that role? Some things are universal, but not everything. And he goes to reference that Ava DuVernay's movie Selma, but it had David Oyelowo as Martin Luther King Jr., who's also British. And he says that there are some brothers in America who could have been in that movie who would have had a different idea as to how King thinks. So John Boyega, who is a black British actor known for playing Finn in Star Wars, said that black Brits versus African Americans is a stupid ass conflict we don't have time for.
Yeah, I think everyone blew it out of proportion. I mean, he makes a good point.
Now, Samuel Jackson has come back to say, there's an update to the story.
Yeah.
I didn't say they were taking anything. I just said it was an interesting aspect of what happens in Hollywood. There are times, like in the movie where Get Out, that Daniel's in a situation that's indicative of young Americans dating people outside their race. I've known Daniel for a very long time. He's a great young actor, a great young writer, and all the British actors that have come here have all done great jobs and have a great facility for adapting to the language and to the cultural mores. But we don't get to do that often. They don't ask us to come over and adapt the British accent. And most times when we come over, we got a work visa and someone calls me 2 days before and tells me, you know, you got to go home in 2 days.
I think people took what he said and blew it out of proportion. I think he's right. I mean, I think that you could have gotten maybe a better performance. I mean, again, I'm going to do it just like he did. I think he did an excellent job in Get Out. He did an excellent job. I do think that if you had someone who had actually been through that, you know, who is an American black guy who had been through something like that, he could have brought something just a little more.
I mean, granted,
we'll never know that character.
we'll never know, but I think to take what he said to try to like make a swipe at this particular instance is, I think that's wrong. But as a whole, you can look at, there's a bunch of roles that, like, you know, we have British actors playing American roles, and it's not really a lot in the reverse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, to tell the truth, the main character in Get Out, he did a great job. But he didn't really have to do anything because he's
following the script. You know?
He's a self-insert character. He's a character that you're supposed to put yourself in. You know, you're supposed to put yourself into his place.
Now,
so he's supposed to be a little bland. I don't know. You know.
I think the thing if Jordan Peele weren't, you know, a black man in America because he was the writer director, then that'd be more of a, you know, if there were a quote unquote outsider writing about a black American experience. Then I think that's, you know what I'm saying, that's different, you know?
Yeah.
But Leanne, any thoughts on this?
He was just mad he was too old for the part.
There we go. Someone who's not too old for a part. Heyo. Deadpool 2 has cast Atlanta star Zazie Beetz as Domino.
You know, this is one of those instances where you hear a rumor and you go, yes. And then you hear the truth and you go, yeah, I'm still cool with that. Like,
yeah, because the rumor was Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, I would love to see her play Domino. And then they were like, they got Zazie Beetz to do it. And he's like, I'm okay.
I'm still okay with this.
It's not Janelle Monáe, but it's close.
Yeah, she's a great actress, you know.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
I said I still want Janelle Monáe. I mean, she's cool. I like Atlanta.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it's great.
So.
Domino, I feel, is one of the characters where her race doesn't matter at all because she has, like, chalky white skin, or she wears some kind of makeup that obscures her skin color.
Race isn't really relative to her.
It's really not.
So, all right. Next here, Game of Thrones has revealed its season 7 premiere date.
I heard about this.
So they did this thing on Facebook where they had this big ass block of ice being melted by flaming torches, and they wanted people to leave in the comments fire and Jacaerys to speed up the melting.
Yeah, apparently lame. I heard that the thing, so it's like a live stream. I heard they cut off the live stream before the thing melted because it was melting too slow.
Yeah.
And I heard it was just like just a shit fest. Like it just nothing worked right.
So and people were disappointed. It finally came back and it finished, and the reveal date is July 16th.
So you guys are only getting 7 episodes a season, right?
I think that's what it was. Yes, it's a shorter season.
Yeah, I think it's a short. I think that these are the last 2 seasons, right?
Yep.
They're both supposed to be short.
This later air date means that it will miss the eligibility window for the upcoming 2017 Emmys.
But what it will do is get a lot more of those teachers and students, well, responsible ones, who weren't staying up until...
Yeah, because it normally came out, it normally aired around Easter, mm-hmm. with people still in school.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be in the thick of summer.
So everybody was staying up to watch it at night, Sunday night, and it was all the talk the next day at school and at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now it'll just be happening during the summer. Next year, Kristen Chenoweth is going to co-star in a CBS pilot called Perfect Citizen. I bring this up because I know of the love that you all have for Kristen Chenoweth.
She's awesome.
She is my lady, dog. She's my lady.
She said this co-star opposite Noah Wilde.
Wiley.
Okay. And CBS's legal drama pilot from The Good Wife executive producer, Craig Turk. So Wiley will play the former general counsel for the NSA, who, after his involvement with a whistleblower in an international scandal, embarks on a new career at a storied law firm in Boston. Once there, he must face the reality that half the country thinks he's our greatest patriot, and the other half thinks he's our traitor. Chenoweth will play Jessica. She's the heartbeat of the firm and got her name on the door by outworking and outthinking the Ivy Leaguers.
All right, so, yeah, I believe it's Noah Wiley, and he's from ER.
Okay.
Oh, this sounds okay.
It's a CBS show. The older people, it depends if they like it or not.
Yeah. Though I did see at the bottom, the last paragraphs, they said she's going to be in the My Little Pony movie this fall, which Ooh. Means she's going to sing in a My Little Pony movie, Ooh. Which has me psyched. I believe we talked about that
when it was announced.
If she sings in a My Little Pony movie, that might make my year. That might make my year. Everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
Were things not going to be okay otherwise?
No.
Yep. And things have not been going well this year. This might make it okay.
All right. Next here, Avatar 2 is delayed yet again. James Cameron says that a 2018 release is not happening. I'm kind of okay with this not happening at all.
Yeah, I didn't see the first one, but I heard it was.
It's been a long time.
Like, the first one was like groundbreaking in a technical aspect. They said it was the best 3D movie ever done. If you saw it in like a not IMAX 3D or just regular D or whatever, just 2D, it was just meh.
And it was just Fern Gully.
Yeah, because I saw it in like a regular 3D movie, regular 3D theater, and I was like, I don't get it.
I didn't see it in the theater.
I was like, I don't get it. And because I wasn't like astounded by the 3D, I paid attention to the plot. And I'm like, this is Fern Gully. Why do we care about this? So.
And it didn't have Batty.
Yeah.
What he's going to do is he's going to keep pushing it a year ahead until we get the technology, until theaters turn into VR theaters. And then he'll release it. And it'll be like
the first time. He needs to be on the cutting edge. Again. You know, it's funny you say that because he literally didn't make the first one until he, like, the technology existed to make what he wanted to make.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those things where you go to a movie theater, you get into, like, a suit.
Yeah, you got to plug something into your fucking
headset.
Cerebral cortex.
Yeah.
You got to jack in like the Matrix.
Live the movie. It's going to be the first movie where you live it.
I wouldn't go see movies like that.
Nah, yeah.
I'm too jumpy for that.
Ah! Like even like the stupid like 4D rides at theme parks where you're in the chair that moves and
oh my god, when they had the spiders run across
and the spider running across the front, it's really just like puffs across. It's just puffs of air.
I don't care. It freaks me out.
Yeah, and like when the character sneezes on you, they like water shoots out from
No sudden movements, please.
So whenever the technology exists, we'll see the next Avatar movie. So next year, Hulu.
Or we won't.
Leanne won't. Everyone else might.
I don't really care to see it.
So Hulu Live TV service is a thing that's happening. But they won't have the Viacom networks, which is,
a lot.
Yeah. Like they own a lot. I'm sorry if they have a list here. Hulu is owned by NBC Universal, Disney, and 21 Fox. They also have, they're going to have the A&E networks. It doesn't have a list of all the, okay, here, is this it right here? Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., MTV, Comedy Central, BET, and Spike TV. Yeah, that's all the, yeah. But, it's awesome to see, Hulu Live TV, like, more streaming places to get, like, to get out of your traditional cable packages. You know, Everybody's trying to cut the cord. And speaking of streaming, Twitch is going to stream every episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, every episode of Power Rangers is already on Netflix.
Is it?
It really is.
So this is going to,
or I should say, every episode or all of the old Power Ranger episodes are on Netflix. I think all the way up to like the last two or three seasons, like all the old stuff is on Netflix. If you want to watch, it's all there.
So this Twitch marathon, it'll be a 17-day marathon of the TV franchise Power Rangers. The marathon will run from March 15th to March 30th, featuring 23 seasons, all 831 episodes of 19 different television series.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me of something. I didn't put it on the run now. I meant to do that.
What's that?
So, you know how the Japanese make Power Ranger shows and then the countries like adapt them? They make English, they have the English stuff and then they just use the Japanese footage for the fights.
Okay.
Well, apparently the latest season, Kyoruja, there's a dinosaur theme. The latest Super Sentai series has become so popular in South Korea that they're making their own original second season from scratch. Which is amazing, because you never hear of people doing that, because, they rely on the Japanese for all the action scenes.
Yeah, I found an article here. This is from February, a little older, but South Korea is basically making officially licensed Power Rangers fan fiction.
Yeah, they're doing their own thing. It's pretty cool. They're seeing the same thing that Japan is seeing, where these Super Sentai shows or these tokusatsu shows, these live action kind of Power Ranger, Kamen Rider type shows, they're for kids, so all the kids watch them, mostly young boys, little boys watch it. Okay. But they found out that like the parents are also watching it, like, and I shouldn't say parents, the mothers are also watching it for the. Because they usually get like young, really hot young guys to play the characters. So they found out that the boys are watching it for, because it's targeted toward them. Yeah. But the mothers are watching it for some action. Yeah, the moms are watching it because all the hot guys on it. So
they could watch it for the action too.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
The kids watch for the action. The mothers watch for some action.
So, yeah, they saw, like, the ratings were, like, spiking and then couldn't figure out why. So, yeah, this might be the reason why this is happening in South Korea. Because the moms are watching.
There's going to be a lot more shirtless scenes is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, a lot of innocuous nudity. Innocuous shirtless dudes.
Yeah, I mean, you all know how you have to
take off my shirt to morph.
Yeah, you have to take off your shirt just to turn the lights on. Got to flex all your abs just to do the smallest thing.
There might be a little...
to take a lot more showers.
Get sweaty after every fight.
there might be a little more relationship stuff between the characters, you know.
So, yeah. Okay. Hey, that's awesome.
That sounds fun. I'm going to check it out.
All right, next here. CBS is moving Training Day to Saturday night. Yeah, just go ahead and cancel that show, because if you move a show to a Saturday night, that's like that. Nothing survives that. You know what I mean?
I mean, the main character.
Yeah, Bill Paxton. He was on. He was like one of the stars of the show. He passed away, so
yeah.
I don't know what they're gonna do, but I guess it's like they're just sticking it there till they figure out something. Yeah, don't be surprised when this thing ends. When this thing is canceled.
I'm not watching it. So.
In news that seems like, I don't know how this is just now happening, John Goodman received a star on the Walk of Fame.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Yep.
A little late, right?
I'm like, how did, wait. This Jeff Bridges got
Jeff
one too.
Jeff Bridges pulled out his.
The dude.
And to honor him.
Yeah, so. Like.
Nice.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I've known John Goodman as a celebrity and star for my whole damn life. You know what I mean? Like, how is he just now getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame star?
Well, I mean, has he always been doing movies? Because, I mean, you know him from Roseanne.
I mean, but
I mean, you know him from movies too, but I think maybe he was just doing a lot of TV.
And even still.
Not still Hollywood?
Even still.
Well, you don't usually get a Walk of Fame thing for doing TV, do you?
Sure you do.
Okay. I don't know.
So, yeah. Congrats to John Goodman.
Yeah, good for him.
And Leanne's favorite guy. So this is some news for both of you guys. Jason Isaacs is going to play captain of Starship Discovery on CBS's All Access Star Trek show.
I swear we talked about this last week.
We did?
I swear it.
We weren't talking about the chick from Walking Dead who's playing the lieutenant.
Yeah, we were talking about that might have been what we were talking about.
Maybe I just saw it on the internet. Maybe I saw you posted something about it. I don't know.
So Isis will play Captain Lorca, the captain of Starship Discovery. He's joining Walking Dead actress Sonequa Martin-Green, who's going to star as the lead lieutenant, plus James Fran as Spock's father, Sarek. Michelle Yeoh is going to be on there as captain in charge of Starship Shen Zhao. So,
Shinzo,
thank you.
I'm going to go into this with no expectations.
I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Cause if I don't, I know I'm going to hate it. Cause I'm a Star Trek fan and we are known for hating new Star Trek things.
So, and Leanne, are you going to check this out a little bit? Cause I mean,
I don't watch Star Trek, so.
But Jason Isaacs, though.
But Jason Isaacs. But I don't watch Star Trek.
Okay.
I'd have to get into Star Trek.
We have three trailers here. The first is Atomic Blonde with Academy Award winning actress Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
From the producer or director of John Wick. If you got the John Wick feel from this, that's why.
I did.
Mm.
But also, like, the fighting style, a lot of that it seemed very John Wick. I felt like this is very much for guys. Even though it is a female lead, like, she's taken some severe punches.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, well, she's wearing like lingerie or whatever.
Right. And making out with chicks. And it's not just making out. Clearly.
No, she's not making out with chicks. She's making out with that incredibly attractive young lady from Kingsman and The Mummy. And
I didn't recognize her at all.
And I am very happy.
All us, all like, oh, like, geez.
See, that's what I kind of expected. Like, I was.
Kendra.
I'm very happy she's in this movie because, and I know this sounds horrible. And I know it sounds horrible.
No, keep going.
Ever since I saw her in Kingsman, I was waiting for a movie to come out where she did the nude scene.
God damn it, Kendra.
Well, it looked like they had clothes on, even when they were having sex.
She's really attractive, and she's like, what? She's like Egyptian or something? She's a really attractive ethnic person, and I wanted to see that chest.
What is her name?
And he wanted to see that chest.
All I know is in the trail, I'm like, okay, she's making out with the chick. Okay, okay. Like, damn, she just grabbed her whole titty. Like,
yep.
I don't
know. She's going to be great in The Mummy, and she's going to be great in this.
What is her name? Do you know her name?
I can look it up real quick. Butella? Yeah, her first name is Sophia.
Yep, so, yeah, she's going to be in The Mummy and Atomic Blonde. I was like, good job, Leanne.
Yeah. Well, she is Kendrick. Beautiful.
I just picked her out of the lineup.
Yeah. She was great in Kingsman. Oh, glad to know Star she Trek, that right? actually has yeah. legs. Or feet.
Yeah. That's Kendrick yep. Bay over there.
Man, she is attractive. And she might be the new one because Emma Watson is disappointing me in Beauty and the Beast. She
How really so? Is. How so? Because there's no nudity or something?
I heard her sing Belle, and she didn't do a good job.
Okay. So that lowers her in your...
I'm not going to say it lowers her.
In the base standings?
I'm cooling to her.
Okay. Got it. Next trailer was for The Fate of the Furious. Something you said earlier, Kenny, before we started recording, that they need a new name for this series. Like,
yeah, they do.
Fast and Furious doesn't really capture what's going on there. Just super awesome action movie supreme.
I feel like they showed everything that happens in the movie in the trailer.
And even still, I guarantee you there's more.
Including the plot.
Oh, the plot doesn't... There's no plot. Like,
there is a plot.
I mean,
he's roped into doing something shady, and... Yeah. They think he's really shady, yeah. But is he really? No, he's not.
You no, because really they show it in me. The trailer that blah, he's being blackmailed.
I have no choice.
Well, yes, yeah, I know. Like I said, they showed the entire movie.
You going to turn your back on family?
On family?
I swear she's a horrible actress.
Michelle Rodriguez?
Yes. Every time she says something, I'm
Did
like,
Did you
Geez.
Not figure that out several movies ago?
Yes.
And I mean, like... Not just Fast and Furious, but several of her films ago.
And each like time, only, I'm astounded. Like
the only movie I have ever enjoyed her in was, and I just had the name in my head, the zombie movie,
28 Days.
Based on the video games. Come on,
Silent Hill.
No. Umbrella Corp.
Resident Evil.
Oh, Resident there you Evil. Go. Resident Evil. She was in the original Resident Evil. That was the only movie I enjoyed her in.
Dog. Like one of her first roles was Letty. Fast and Furious 2001, and Resident Evil was 2002.
And then Blue Crush. Come on now.
Dog. Blue Crush. That was the surfing movie. Yes. Jesus. Oh man.
Oh man.
I have not liked her in like anything else really. I mean, just putting that out there.
She's been working.
She has been.
Algerian.
And good for her.
Sophia Butella's Algerian, just in case you guys wanted to know.
Oh, okay. Not Egyptian, like you said?
She's not Egyptian. She's Algerian. Okay. I don't think I know where Algeria is.
Can't you go out there? Make some travel plans.
Is that like, in Africa?
Is Algeria where the guy was from that played Karkaroff in
Harry Potter?
Yeah. Pedro Bejelat. Oh, Algeria, my goodness. I think
it is
was.
In Africa. Let me see. I don't feel like such a dummy.
Hold on.
No, then I don't think that's where you're from.
Yep.
I'm Hold sure. on. Now I gotta look this up. I gotta know where dude is from.
Yeah, I'm about to add it.
Because I remember Leanne and me like, oh,
no. He's from Serbia.
Okay.
So yeah, I gotta add that to the list of places I want to go: Estonia and Algeria.
Estonia. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look at how old he is now.
Oh, he's old now.
Old.
Old hotness.
Yeah.
All right. Last trailer was for
Estonia is where my girl Kinsey is from.
I don't know who that is, Kendrick.
Oh. Well, you should look her up because she's hot.
Just for that reason alone. Got it.
Well, no. And she's a great actor. Kinsey Solo? I hope I'm saying her name right.
What is she? What would I have seen her in?
She was in, gosh, what's that show with the girl who's a succubus?
That show with the, let me type that into Google. That show.
Lost Girl. Was the main character was a succubus. Lost she was Girl. In Lost Girl. She was in Orphan Black. She was in Black Swan.
Casino Solo. Okay.
Well, she's awesome.
Okay, sure. All right, and last trailer was called Rough Night.
So, Rough Night is the white version of Girl Trip, right?
What's Girl Trip?
Girl Trip is the black version of Rough Night. Have you not seen this? Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
this
trailer
came on before Get Out, and I was like,
I feel like it ends differently. I feel like Girls Trip goes the way you expect it's going to go. Like, down the whole,
Bachelorette Night kind of thing?
Yeah, like, what was that stupid movie series with, I'm, like, blanking on all of everything.
Like
right now.
Or something.
What the Hangover movies?
Yes,
Hangover.
Okay. Yes, very much so. All right, it seemed to be going down that road.
Right,
like that kind of movie,
like raunchy.
But then it definitely had that twist, like the movie with James Franco, Spring Breakers.
Okay.
And okay. I don't like Spring Breakers, so
okay. Look at all my shit.
Like I don't know. I just. It took a turn that I did not like.
I was watching the trailer for Rough Night. I'm like, okay, I got a Hangover vibe from it. It's from the makers of 21 Jump Street. I kind of got like a Bridesmaid vibe from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the twist. I mean, because the trailer kind of gives you most of the movie. It's like a Weekend at Bernie's kind of thing. You know, like I don't know. The woman lady, I don't know her name, from Broad City is in this. I know she's funny. Everyone else, Kate McKinnon.
Jillian Bell, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. No. Jillian Bell is the,
Alana Glazer?
Yeah, Alana Glazer. She's funny. Kate McKinnon from SNL, I know she's funny. The other ones, I don't know.
Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz, I don't know if she's funny, but she's a good actress. I won't watch this if it comes on like Netflix or just regular TV, or if I hear it's really funny
on TNT one night, I'll leave it on.
If I hear it's like really funny, I'll check it out, but I don't know. All right, we got some renewals and cancellations here. Riverdale has been renewed for season 2 over at CW. Tom Hardy's Taboo has been set for a second season over at FX and BBC One. And Showtime has renewed Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis's Wall Street drama Billions for a third season, which I need to watch the second season. FX has renewed Zach Galifianakis's comedy Baskets for a third season. Paul and Nina will be happy to hear that because they watch that show.
I have a little bit of information about Rough Night.
Okay, go.
Apparently, it's a remake with a female cast of Very Bad Things. Which was a 1998 movie, with Christian Slater, Cameron Diaz, Jon Favreau, Jeremy Piven, etc., where they accidentally kill a prostitute during a bachelor party, and they start to turn on each other, as in the summary it says bodies start to pile up.
Is Cameron Diaz playing the prostitute?
I would assume so. But she could also be the bride.
The wife. What's the line from Archer? She's not a prostitute when she's dead. She's a dead hooker in the trunk now. Yeah, good Lord. Everybody's so young. 98. Back when Cameron Diaz was like, was she fresh off of The Mask back then? Cause that's when she was like, you know, a big deal.
Probably Something About Mary.
Okay. Yeah, 98. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. That's interesting.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks, IMDb.
Thank you, IMDb. And we have the CW has renewed the 100 for a fifth season. What the hell is that show about?
Which one? I can tell. So
the 100.
It takes place in the future, right? So the whole world got engulfed in thermonuclear apocalypse. So everyone had to go into space. So they have this like giant makeshift station where everyone's living. And so they're trying to this is all the first episode. They're trying to see if the Earth, it's been like 100 years or 1,000 years, some shit like that. And they need to know if the Earth is habitable again. So they round up like 100 teenagers. They round up 100 teenagers who are like bad. They're like delinquents or whatever. And they send them down to Earth. And that's what the show's about.
All right. That's
an wild, irresponsible premise. Horrible execution.
Is that an amazing premise? It sounds like hella irresponsible.
I explained it badly, but the concept is good. The execution's horrible. It's a bunch of kids.
Let's send a fucking bunch of like juvenile delinquents with no fucking supervision down to a planet that may or may not kill them when they land.
Yeah,
and we want them to just fucking make babies.
But they have to. They had to kind of send someone. Because the space.
If you have the technology to live on a fucking spaceship, you can send a fucking robot down.
The ships are all like modules. They weren't meant to be together, and they're starting to degrade and like fall out of the sky. So they need to find out if Earth is habitable again so that they can move back before the entire ship just like falls and disintegrates.
Okay. All right, let's get into our roundtable topics and get up out of here. Legan, would you like to go first?
No.
Kendrick, would you like to go first?
I don't really have anything.
Okay.
I haven't been doing anything.
Well, then I will just go. So my first thing is This Is Us. I've been watching some episodes. I'm up to episode 7, I think. The show is as advertised. Everybody says the show's really good. It is a drama. There is a lot of drama and dramatic scenes. All the actors are really good, really strong actors. The story isn't compelling and intense.
It's rich and compelling.
Rich and compelling. I enjoy it. However, because I watched like 7 episodes in one sitting. I was doing some work.
He was all cried out.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. At most, I'll do like 2 episodes at a time. I can't do more than that because it's too much. This shout out to the Blackout Tips because they review the show and they call it this too much. It's like it's just you're gonna like there are at least 3 moments per episode where they're gonna make you cry, like something. Oh, whew, good strong storytelling, great actors. And, yeah, This Is Us as advertised. Great show. My second thing will be The Good Wife. Leanne and I were trying to figure out what we're going to watch together now because we finished watching Secret Garden.
And he refuses to start watching You're Beautiful.
Yes. And so we're going to watch The Good Wife, get finished, catching up in that. We're in the 7th season. So, which is the last season. So we're going to finish that. Then we're going to watch, maybe a couple of episodes of The Good Fight, because that's out afterward. But yeah, The Good Wife. I don't know why I stopped watching the show. Leanne thinks it's because we couldn't watch it live, whatever. We never did watch it live, actually.
I watched it on a weekly basis.
Okay.
I don't know what you were up to or what you were doing where you weren't watching it.
Yeah, the show is so good. It just feels good to get back into the show. All the characters you know and love. Michael J. Fox is amazing on it. Like, yeah, I'm enjoying the fuck out of the show. Again.
Excuse me.
Of course. And I don't think I have a third thing. We didn't watch anything else.
Not really.
Okay.
And a lot of shows have been on break.
Yeah. The Flash. That was a kind of weak episode for The Flash.
I had a lot of questions. I felt like, I've always kind of not liked Wally's character.
Yeah.
But I feel like he just makes really stupid choices and he acts very rashly and irresponsibly, and you know, it all came to a head. Mm-hmm. I thought it, you know, good dad was working them emotions in this episode.
Oh, Joe West.
When he was just watching, he had to watch his son be sucked into that void, with, you know, on the screen, and he was bringing them tears, man.
And bad girlfriend standing there right next to him watching.
Was bad.
When she had her superpowers and could have ran down there to do something.
And dumb sister was dumb.
Getting mad at Barry. Like, he's trying to save your life.
I mean, like good dad said, you know he loves you. Like, it's not like I understand you being upset that, oh, he didn't propose to me because he wants to marry me. He proposed to me because he thought it would save my life. But ultimately, he did in the past, does now, and still wants to marry you in the future. Like, why should it matter?
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people propose because, oh, you got pregnant. Never mind the fact that I was intending on marrying you anyway, but that's dumb. It's like, you're only marrying me because I got pregnant. No, I don't want to marry you. What? You wanted to marry me before?
Yeah, like they moved in together. You know, it was kind of...
That's going to make living awkward.
It was kind of like on the marriage track, and due to unforeseen circumstances, things got moved up a little bit. This happens all the time.
Right. And he told her that in one of the things that changed was that her last name changed.
Yeah.
Or she was, you know, it used to say Iris West and she wasn't, you know. So he told her that they were married in the future. Like, that would, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of a weak episode. I'm not caught up in Supergirl. I think that's... Leanne, you're current in that, right?
I am current in that, yes.
And you're current in Arrow as well?
I am current in
Arrow. How are those seasons coming along overall?
I like Supergirl. I feel like they're focusing on side characters' relationships, maybe more than strictly necessary. There's a lot about Alex. I'm not liking her. They're starting to make me hate Alex.
Yeah.
Like, she's just mad irresponsible. So, like, when Dad Kane comes back, Dean Kane, Daddy.
Dad Kane.
Dad Kane comes back.
I heard he's, like, super fat now. Like,
oh, well, we saw that when we watched that Christian movie, remember?
No.
The one with Kevin Sorbo in it?
He was in that?
With the professor.
Who was in that
movie? I'm hearing Dean Kane.
Kevin Sorbo was the
no. Who was Dean Kane?
Dean Kane was the one character's brother.
I don't remember that.
Okay, well, he was in it. So, and both of them are now in Supergirl. So, yeah, when he came back, people were getting mad. Like, they rescued him. Rescued. I'm putting, you can't see my air quotes. Rescued him from, whatever the name of the evil Mama
Maxwell
Luther,
company
is.
Okay.
Anyway, they rescue him from there. And Mon-El points out the obvious, like, that was a little easy.
Yeah.
So, let's watch him. And they, like, got all super pissed at him. But then, like, Carr saw, like, the light. But Alex was like, nope, you're horrible, blah, blah, blah. And she, like, lets him go even when she knows that he's stolen information from them and is running off. And she finds him in the woods. And he's like, I'm doing this for you. You got to trust me. And she just lets him go. It's like, you are an effing retard. Like, oh my God.
Okay.
Frustrating. But yeah, so Carr is about to find out that Mon-El is actually the Prince of Daxum, not just.
You called that. You said that a while ago.
Oh, right? Yes. A long, long time.
Yeah.
When he was, when we first got the story of how the prince, I was like, he is the prince.
And the other
Why would the prince send his servant off to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So, yeah. And Kevin Sorbo will be Dad King.
Okay.
Of
Dad
Daxum.
King.
All right. What about Arrow? How's Arrow doing?
Arrow's actually pretty good. I think the most recent episode was the big reveal of,
Vigilante?
No. Of Billy being
Prometheus.
Prometheus. Thank you for that, because my brain is like seriously not working.
You alright over there?
No, probably not. But yeah. And we talked about that last week.
Okay.
So there wasn't a new episode this week.
I also want to ask you about Riverdale, because we said we're going to watch that separate. So you started watching that. Because we've been trying to get through the first episode and we hadn't.
It's all right. Like, it's teen drama-y, but I didn't think it was anything to
annoying
rave about.
Teen drama, or I could deal with this teen drama.
I can deal with this teen drama.
Okay.
Like, they address like slut shaming and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, it's good, but, you know, you also see people being dumb and, like, doing dumb teen stuff and also crazy. Like, the character, Betty.
Yeah.
That chick crazy. She's crazy. She's not, like, this ain't the comics, Archie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course not.
Okay.
No one would watch it.
Especially because... I would watch it. Jughead is dark.
Okay.
Jughead. Okay. Do you know who Jughead is?
No. I didn't read the comics.
I read the comic.
So Jughead is Archie's best friend, best male friend. And he's really kind of comic relief mostly. He's very lighthearted. A very lighthearted character, always joking and everything.
He likes to eat. His biggest thing is he likes to eat burgers. That's how lighthearted it is.
Right. And he wears a crown on his head, like, all the time.
He wears a crown, yeah.
So, in this, like, he has the crown. It's like his beanie has, like, a scalloped edge that looks like a crown that's folded up. And he's always at the burger place. But he is super dark. Like, he's angsty and angry, and like he blames Archie's dad for like ruining his life. And like, he's friends with Archie, but he's not friends with Archie. Cause like, Betty gets mad at him, and he was like, if Betty's mad at you, just go talk to her. Because talking to her will go a long way in working things out. Just like it would have helped if you had talked to me. It was just like, oh, well, yeah, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap things up here and, go ahead and get out of here. So, as always, you can find us at www.thegrandchecker.com. Go there, check out our articles. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line. You can email us. Hit us up on Twitter. Leave a review. Until next time, we are out of here. Peace.
Bye.
See ya.